Hey, Mikey, this is Questing Night. I just wanted to point out that if you look southeast from Junk Junction, you can see a snowstorm and far away, and I'm assuming this is going to keep getting closer as Season 6 approaches like the meteor did, but I just thought this was pretty cool, and we're definitely going to get some snow on the map.
I'm dreaming of a wide Fortnite map. Victory Royale's in the snow, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear Daily Fortnite, because Daily Fortnite is your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. It is that time of the year. It's the holiday season, so I'm just getting in the mood here. Plus, we got that awesome message from Questing Night, also helping us to get in the mood for a Christmas theme or a winter theme map coming soon. I am assuming, well, I think Questing Night actually meant to say here, because he did say look to the south. He said over at Junk Junction, but I do think he meant to say if you look south from Flush Factory, then you will see a snowstorm. You're also going to see an iceberg out there, and there is a castle on that iceberg, and apparently the lights on the castle have turned on, and it keeps getting closer and closer to the map, so we will just have to wait and see what is going on with that as Season 7 approaches. I'm really excited for that. Let's see here. Also, today is the first day of Hanukkah, so I want to say Happy Hanukkah to all you people out there who are celebrating Hanukkah this time of year. I know you guys don't have one day where you open presents, but I know I've heard that you guys are the festival of lights, and you know, even though you don't have that one day where you open up presents, I heard you guys have 8 crazy nights, so that's pretty awesome. So yeah, Happy Hanukkah. I love this time of year. I love the holidays, and I'm really excited for it. I'm excited for some awesome Fortnite this coming season, winter season as well. And getting into that today, Walmart is also trying to get you into the holiday spirit within Fortnite itself. By today, they gave away a bunch of sprays. The spray, it's just a disco ball wearing some sunglasses, and he's got a mohawk. And I don't usually use sprays a whole lot, but it is a free item that you can get. It was exclusive to Walmart. It was an event they were having today. Luckily for me today, I was working right next to a Walmart, and I got off. The event for whatever your local time was ran from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., and luckily I got off right at 2 p.m. But these were not easy to get. Even though I got off right at 2 o'clock, I walked, once I got off work at my job, I walked directly to my car, just put my work, like my lunchbox and everything, all my work stuff in my car so I could walk into Walmart and get one of these sprays. And by the time I got in there, there was me and a group of people who all went to go ask this guy for the Fortnite spray, the exclusive spray, and we were the last group of people to get him. I got the last one there, so I was glad that I at least got one. And I got to give a big shout out and thank you to, let me make sure I have it right. I know it was over in Discord, so it will just take me a second here to click over and see who gave that to me, because I definitely want to thank them. This one was from, this one came from Dylan. Thank you, Dylan, because one, I mean, this guy is awesome. He's obviously listening to the show, but he also supports me over, you know, in the supporter creator. He subscribes to me over on Twitch, but he also happened to get an extra code for the Fortnite spray here, and he gave me one of the extra ones. That way my son could have one for his account. So thank you, Dylan. I really appreciate that. Thank you. My son says thank you as well. You're awesome. Let's see here. Let's see here. Some other news going on. So make sure you watch the Game Awards coming up on this December 6th, because Fortnite is up for some awards. Of course, we know that. It is an awesome game, so of course it's going to be up for some awards. But the Game Awards producer, Jeff Keighley, has said that there will also be some news about Fortnite announced at the awards. And it just so happens that the day of the the Game Awards, December 6th, that is also the same day that Season 6 is going to end. So, you know, is it... We have to wait and find out, but could this be some sort of Season 7 big reveal that's going to happen during the show? Again, we're going to have to just have to wait and watch to find out, but I'm really excited for whatever kind of news we might be getting from this event, and excited to see how many of these awards Fortnite will be able to walk away with. I think they're nominated. Excuse me. I think they're nominated for 4 awards. So hopefully, we will. You know, they'll walk away with at least a couple. Let's see here. Oh, speaking of Season 7, today, if you think you saw a leaked 7 trailer, you know, there was a trailer that was floating around that a lot of people were saying that it was a leaked trailer for Season 7. Well, you didn't actually see a leaked trailer for Season 7 because this trailer was not made by Epic or the Fortnite team. This trailer was a fan-made trailer. Somebody just made a trailer to make it look like it was a trailer for Season 7, and they did a fairly decent job of making it look like something Fortnite might do, but it definitely was not some sort of official trailer that the Fortnite team or Epic was working on at all. Let's see here. Today, I played some more of the Duos Pop-Up Cup again with Bob, of course. Today we were able to hit that that 30-point mark. We got an even 30 points. We had one victory royale during our time period playing with each other. We probably could have got a lot more than 30. There was a few matches in there where I wanted to see if we could score points by changing our strategy. So for a good half hour, 45 minutes, we tried changing our strategy for just a little bit to see if we could score points in a different way. It wasn't really working out, so then we went back to our tried and true way, and then, of course, right going back to that, that was the game, I believe, that we picked up that victory royale. So, so I'm glad we went back to the way we got, and we were able to hit that 30-point mark. So that was a lot of fun. Thank you again, Bob, for playing with me. Let's see here. Let's do a weekly challenge. So one of the weekly challenges is to search 7 chests between, you can get 7 chests at either Tilted Towers or Paradise Palms. This one's going to be really easy because you have 2 choices. So I was just going to Paradise Palms because there's a lot of chests there. And you know what? Usually not a lot of people land there, so it's usually not that contested. So you should be able to get a few chests while you're there pretty easily, whereas there are a lot of chests over in Tilted Towers, but sometimes it's a little bit more contested there and you might not get them as easily before getting eliminated. Go over to Paradise Palms, and you should be able to at least get a couple most of the time before you run into any problems by running into some other players. Let's see here. Let's go over to the item shop here. My controller just disconnected, so just a second. Okay, here we go. So over in the item shop today, we still have the Guan Yu outfit in there. You still have the Divine Dragon Glider. You are still going to get the Guan Dao Harvesting Tool. And you still have the Battle Pass tiers for 600 V-Bucks, that big discount you got there. You got the Persuader Harvesting Tool. You get that Pathfinder outfit. Again, I'm a fan of this one as well. Very, very simple, one of the basic skins just changed ever so slightly. You get the Crisscross emote. You are going to get the Chopper outfit. I like this one as well. And then we have this new one. I love this new one. This one is the Phone It In emote. I am loving it. Playing that. Lay down a sexy groove. And yeah, this emote will definitely make you feel sexy. That's for sure. This guy dancing around, playing the saxophone, playing some awesome music. I am a big fan. When you go to get these items, don't forget to use that creator code MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY, so you can support me in the Support a Creator program. I would really appreciate it if you did that. Thank you so much for anybody who is doing that currently. Gifting. If anybody wants to gift me this one, I will gladly accept because I love that emote. I love that emote. Let's see here. Let's do a tip of the day, guys. And this tip of the day you know, I'm a controller player, so this one is really good for controller players, or, you know, even if you're on mouse and keyboard, this could be good for any player who just happens to not be that fast at switching between pickaxing and your weapons. I say that it definitely helps controller players out just a little bit more, just because if you start getting really good on mouse and keyboard, then, you know, you have your hotkeys that you can switch between whatever you want to really quick. Well, over on controller, it's not. You're like, we're never going to be able to switch as fast because you still have to, you know, press an extra button no matter what you're doing. So if you have a player who's boxing up and, you know, you're having a hard time, you know, going from pickaxe, you know, pickaxing to switching to your build and then building something before they can replace their own wall, and then you can't do a edit peek, you know, what you can do here is use your SMG to bully your way into someone else's build. So if that person just spamming their wall over and over and you can't get in, pull out your SMG, be walking right up into the wall that they are spamming, and the wall that you are shooting down, and eventually you are going to fit through there. You're going to be able to walk through and get inside that person's one by one. While you're doing this, of course, you know, when you're shooting a structure, it starts to become opaque so that you could see through it a little bit and you'll know exactly where your enemy is. So keep your aim on your enemy. That way, when you do break through, you will be shooting your enemy as soon as you get through, because they are still going to be, for that split second, they are still going to be in build mode and they're going to have to switch to whatever weapon that they're going to switch to, but you have that quick advantage. Now, if you run out of ammo before getting that elimination, obviously what you want to do next is switch over to your shotgun so you can finish them off. And that's what I would do. This is a method, you know, again, being a controller player, I've been trying to watch more controller players lately. This is a method I definitely see Nick Mercs use a lot. He's always, you know, bum rushing people in their one by ones using the SMG. Just bullying his way in there, and then eventually either getting that elimination right away with that SMG if he's got enough ammo left, and then if not, once he gets in there, you know, hitting as many shots as he does before he runs out of ammo, and then as soon as he runs out of ammo, boom, he switches over to that shotgun and finishes him off right there. Alrighty, guys, that is going to be the episode for today, so please go join the Discord. A lot of people are hanging out over there. You know, some of the that's where I first got the tip about the Walmart giving away the exclusive sprays that they had today. I know some people had some extra, so if you weren't able to get one, maybe ask around, see if you can get yourself one. Go follow me over on Twitch, subscribe to my YouTube channel, head over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review, and you'll get a shout out on the show. Go ahead and subscribe to the show while you're there so that you don't miss an episode. And that's it, guys. That is going to be the episode for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Let's see. We'll be back tomorrow. Again, we're wrapping up here on season 6, so we're probably gonna, one of the days this week, one of the episodes, we're probably just gonna do like a season 6 recap and just kind of look back on all the things that we did and the things we, you know, that we liked, the things that we didn't like that happened during season 6, and kind of what we want to see going forward in season 7. So until the next episode, guys, have fun. Be safe and don't get lost in the storm.